In today's show, Bitcoin traders eye crucial $38,000 level as the Bitcoin price action consolidates higher. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis as well as the latest from Rec Capital and Crypto Ed. Also in today's show, these low cap altcoin gems are set to explode 100x, says crypto analyst Lark Davis. I'll be revealing these bullish alts. Also in today's show, on-chain analyst Willie Wu is lowering his 2021 Bitcoin price prediction after the recent crypto market reversal. That's right. As a result of the recent correction, Wu revised his price prediction downwards and now expects Bitcoin to reach 200,000 by the end of the year. Quoting him from a recent episode of the On-Chain podcast, Bitcoin was starting to look like it was winding up to 300, 400, even 500,000 near the end of this year. Now it's starting to reduce its trajectory. It looks like it'll comfortably reach 200,000. It might reach 300,000, but we have to see how that develops. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, I have an $85,000 Ethereum price prediction to share from you from Ben Armstrong, aka BitBoy, who goes on to share, I think Ethereum will flip Bitcoin this cycle. And he shares a very bullish price prediction right here. Because of this total takeover, I can see it very likely that by 2025, Ethereum will hit $85,000 per ETH. The first step to that will be, of course, 25,000 ETH this year. Don't give up on that. Ethereum won't just be digital oil in 2025. It'll be the blockchain fuel of the future. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the major altcoins currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. We have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin traded in a higher range yesterday on Friday, with analysts keen to see which critical levels will fall next. Right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour chart. Now, Bitcoin escapes fresh losses, at least for now. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin retaining that $35,000 support overnight on Thursday, while so far staying clear of that 40K resistance. A push higher had taken the pair to 39,000. Before the consolidation phase began. But overall, Bitcoin was yet to make a decisive move up or down on the longer timeframes. For popular crypto trader Rec Capital, $38,000 needed to be flipped to support, as he shared here on crypto Twitter. The $38,000 area for Bitcoin is the one to watch right now. This resistance area is confluent with the black diagonal of this multi-month wedging structure, which you can see right here, which is between $29,000 and $38,000. Now, the altcoins are losing their dominance as the Bitcoin dominance is back on the rise. Since then, volatility has waned, but broad calls for a significant market drop may ultimately go unanswered. Fellow trader Crypto Ed, who I've been covering right here in the show, was among those forecasting a return to near $30,000 as Bitcoin's next move. On Friday, however, this was looking increasingly unlikely. Checking out his recent tweets right here. This was actually back on June 10th. Bitcoin, not really clear this morning. To find the pieces of the puzzles, and I could be totally wrong, hence only a 4 hour chart. As long as I don't see a strong rejection, I stick with this bullish scenario because I like the reactions from the perma bears who didn't buy the dip. Then he updated us here. Bitcoin update, still following my idea for that correction after five up. We'll be looking for a bounce in the higher $34,000 range. And he updated us again right here, printed a couple of higher lows and starting to think we don't complete that leg lower. Confirmation that we break and retest that
that yellow horizontal, and then the most recent update a few hours ago, no new high. So in validation of this idea. So there you have it. Also a look at buy and sell positions on the largest global exchange Binance, confirm resistance at $38,500 and $40,000 respectively. And by comparison, little noticeable support was in place, much above $30,000, as you can see right here in your screen. Now, are you currently more bullish or bearish on the king of all crypto? Do you feel that the low is in at 30K, or do you feel we'll drop significantly lower? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And before I break down our next story of the day, these low cap altcoin gems are set to explode 100X, says crypto analyst Lark Davis, as well as on-chain analyst Willy Wu, lowering his 2021 Bitcoin price prediction after the recent crypto market reversal, as well as an $85,000 Ethereum price prediction, as well as Ethereum flipping on Bitcoin. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see everything in the red and currently correcting, with Bitcoin down 4.5%, trading just above 35,600. We have Ethereum down about 3%, trading just under $2,400. Cardano down almost 6%, trading at $1.43. Binance Coin down almost 6%, trading at $338. Polkadot down 9%, trading at $20.55. And Chainlink down 8.5%, trading just under $21. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Top crypto trader and analyst Lark Davis is discussing low-cap crypto gems within the Polkadot and Kusama ecosystems that he says has the potential to print 100x gains. That means if you invest 1,000 and it goes 100x, you'd have $100,000 ROI. In a new video, Lark Davis highlights that Polkadot and Kusama, the testnet for Polkadot, are launching their parachains. Parachains on both platforms are a form of custom blockchain that are application specific and which communicate with the main network known as the relay chain. Parachains are also giving applications built on Polkadot and Kusama smart contract functionality. This is big for Polkadot and Kusama based projects, notes Davis, and people are really interested in getting a piece of the Polkadot ecosystem. How many of you are currently bullish on Polkadot or Kusama? Let me know in the comments below. The first asset within the ecosystem that Davis mentions is the centralized finance network, Karora, which raised $100 million in crowd loans ahead of the Kusama parachain auctions. Karora raised the sum in the form of KSM, which will then be staked on the Kusama network in order to secure a parachain slot. Another asset that will likely do well in its crowdfunding period is Moonbeam Network, which is a bridge from Polkadot to Ethereum. Moon River is the Kusama version of the project and acts as a bridge between Kusama and Ethereum. Davis then goes on to mention the Polkadot-based assets that already have tokens out and may do well on the high of all the bullish Kusama and Polkadot news. Now, decentralized insurance project Bridge Mutual Insurance, BMI, is one of Davis's long-term plays. The analyst notes that BMI is working towards interoperability and sits in a very undervalued sector of the crypto market. And additionally, BMI is launching its main project imminently, and it could be the next big insurance player, says Davis. Next up is cross automated market maker DMod, which just launched on Uniswap. It's a Uniswap-like protocol, but built on the aforementioned Moonbeam, the Polkadot-based bridge. According to Davis, DModify is positioning itself well to capture much of the liquidity in the market as it's aiming to access both Ethereum and Polkadot-based liquidity. Next up is Kylyn Network, KLY, a Polkadot-specific Oracle solution. According to Davis, the centralized finance cannot operate without having oracles. Kylyn has received the Web3 Foundation grant, which in Polkadot world is a pretty big deal. Chainlink obviously by and far the leader when it comes to the Oracle space, but that does not mean there's no space for other projects to come up and grab some of that market share. Another big Oracle out there is Band Protocol. Next up is Split, SHOPX, another coin that Davis is keeping an eye on as the Polkadot ecosystem heats up. Split is attempting to bring NFTs into the global supply chain, attempting to expand the use case of the nascent sector. And finally, Davis mentions Konomi Network, KONO, which is a decentralized money market. Davis likens the project to DeFi protocol Aave, which has a $1 billion market cap, as Konomi also allows users to borrow or lend money out in the world. Quoting Davis right here, as an investor, you want to get the next Aave before it becomes the next Aave, and Konomi is currently on their testnet. So there you have it. Which of these altcoins are you currently most bullish on, and do you feel have 100x potential? As Lark Mark Davis says, let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down our next story of the day, on-chain analyst Willy Wu is lowering his 2021 Bitcoin price prediction after the recent crypto market reversal, as well as an $85,000 Ethereum price prediction, as well as Ethereum flipping, the king of all crypto. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting back under $1.5 trillion with $92 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance back on the rise, currently at 44%, with the Ethereum dominance at 18.3%, and the current Bitcoin market cap at $662 billion, with the Ethereum market cap at $276 billion. Now checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have only stable coins in the green today because everything is in the bloody red. So let's go right to the top losers within the top 100. We have Theta Fuel down a whopping 20%, trading at 42 cents. Engine Coin down 19% for the day, trading at $1.21. Thor Chain down 16.5%, trading at $7.23. Bitcoin Gold down 16%, trading at $53. And ICP down 16%, trading at $56.27. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 28 in fear. Yesterday was a 21, last week a 24, and last month a 31 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD bought that freaking dip, just like Michael Saylor. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. On-chain analyst and statistician Willy Wu and co-founder of on-chain market intelligence firm Glassnode, Raphael Schultz-Kraft, are analyzing Bitcoin's price now that the top crypto has lost over 40% of its value from its all-time high of roughly $65,000. On the Unchained podcast, Wu argues that the price crash does not appear to be the start of a bear market. He sees Bitcoin resuming an uptrend in the near future, and I agree 100%. He's quoted sharing, the structure is not bearish, so I think we'll rebound relatively soonish. However, as a result of the correction, Wu has revised his price prediction downwards and now expects Bitcoin to reach $200,000 by the end of the year. Quoting him right here, Bitcoin was starting to look like it was winding up to $300,000, $400,000, even $500,000 near the end of this year. Now it's starting to reduce its trajectory. It looks like it'll comfortably reach $200,000. It might reach $300,000, but we have to see how that develops. Now let me know if you agree and feel that Bitcoin is likely to breach $200,000 by the end of the year, even hitting as high as $300K. I also like to point out that Max Kaiser's year-end prediction is $220,000 for the king of all crypto. Now Raphael Schultz-Kraft says he also believes that the Bitcoin network activity shows that the top crypto remains in a bullish phase and that the price crash is simply a correction. Quoting him here, I think we haven't excited a bull market at this stage from an on-chain perspective. From a structural perspective, there's little that points to that as of now. I still believe that this is a correction, a big one within the bull market, but we're still on track, which reminds me of the analysis from Plan B, the creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, which shows us that the stock to flow model is still on track, and stock to flow X predicts a $288,000 Bitcoin price medium average between now and 2024. Now the Glassnode co-founder argues that the chances of Bitcoin dropping further are limited and the uptrend should resume over the coming weeks and months. Quoting him again here, I feel that the downside risk right now is very, very small, but I still wouldn't be very surprised if we get another burst of pain and another kind of shakeout before we start properly regaining the bull market trend, essentially over the next couple of weeks and months. That's right, with the massive FUD in the marketplace, the retail investors, which are the ones with the spinach hands, are the only ones selling during these times, as the major institutions, banks, as well as now sovereign countries such as El Salvador, brace BTC. So on a macro scale, we couldn't be more bullish, in my opinion. But short term, yes, anything is possible, especially with the massive FUD in the marketplace. Here's an example. Bitcoin requires so much computing activity that it eats up more energy than entire countries. One of the easiest and least disruptive things we can do to fight the climate crisis is to crack down on environmentally wasteful cryptocurrencies. And I love Dan Held's response, cancel Christmas lights, as US Christmas lights use more energy than entire countries. And as BTC Sessions points out, if we're going to start moralizing energy use, perhaps we should start using Zoom instead of private jets, as they can show Elizabeth using right here. Now, my response to this was just another Illuminati FUD puppet spreading disinformation about Bitcoin. We see straight through your lies and corruption. F the BS. That's right. She could learn a lesson from the president of El Salvador because they're showing you how to do it the right way here, mining using natural energy from volcanoes. And before I break down our final story of the day and we discuss an $85,000 Ethereum price prediction as well as Ethereum flipping on Bitcoin this cycle. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 810 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button right below this video in the description and turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And for those of you on Facebook, I do have a private crypto Facebook group entitled Crypto Alchemy. To join it, click this link. Request to join, I'll be sure to plug you in. And for those of you on Telegram, I do have a private crypto Telegram chat, which is uncensored. To join it, click this link. You'll automatically be added, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you personally on the inside. And for those of you on TikTok, be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Popular crypto trader and YouTuber Ben Armstrong, aka BitBoy, says he can see Ethereum soaring to tens of thousands of dollars as its ecosystem grows at an exponential rate. In a new video, he lays out his bullish case for Ethereum and says it has the fuel to overtake Bitcoin before the current bull market is over. Quoting him right here, it's been an amazing run for Ethereum this year. Just look at the numbers. ETH is still up over 200% at the time of this video and has been flexing on Bitcoin all year. I even think Ethereum will flip Bitcoin in this cycle. How many of you agree with BitBoy? Let me know in the comments below. Now, taking a look at all available metrics and upcoming updates, Armstrong foresees Ethereum eating up Bitcoin's market cap share after the bull run resumes around the end of July, which means by the end of next month, quoting him again here, by all available metrics, data, technical analysis, and moon math, we should be resuming the bull run by the end of July. That would mean that Ethereum would see stable upwards movement for several days with no corrections larger than 20% on average. And but for decentralized finance, summer will be in full swing, and the London hard fork to EIP 1559 is supposed to equalize gas fees and speed up the network. The race for Bitcoin dominance will be on. With the plethora of DeFi options mixed with the NFT market heating up, Ethereum will climb up in value and market dominance like we've never seen before. And with more athletes celebrating and joining the NFT space and institutions continuing to load up on Ethereum, Armstrong believes that the crypto can hit 25,000 by the end of this year and has the legs to keep running over the next few years. How many of you feel Ethereum can climb as high as 25K before the end of this year? My personal prediction is between 10 and 15,000. So obviously this is super bullish, but definitely in the realm of possibilities. And quoting him again here, because of this total takeover, I can see it's very likely that by 2025, Ethereum will hit $85,000 per ETH. The first step to that will be, of course, 25,000 ETH this year. Don't give up on that. Ethereum won't just be digital oil in 2025. It will be the blockchain fuel of the future. Very powerful words coming from BitBoy. And to watch this entire video, check the show notes below the video in the description. It's entitled Ethereum to $85,000. Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you right here in today's show, Bitcoin traders eye crucial $38,000 level as the Bitcoin price action consolidates higher. Also shared the latest analysis from traders Rec Capital and Crypto Ed. Also in today's show, I shared these low cap altcoin gems, which are set to explode 100x, according to crypto analyst Lark Davis. Also in today's show, I shared on-chain analyst and statistician Willy Wu is lowering his 2021 Bitcoin price prediction after the recent crypto market reversal, as well as Ethereum flipping on Bitcoin this cycle and reaching $85,000 per ETH. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is BlockFi.com /CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?